So we're live.
We're live.
We are live.
Can I tell you? I have not done this.
You've never done. Yes. We are deflowering Andre. We're deflowering him. So we're going to wait until the audience picks up a bit.
So, and how does this work? It says we're building your
audience. Yes, we're building your audience. Oh. So say hi. Hi, Irene.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, Friedis.
Johnny, what's up? Oh, there's a man in there. Yes. We need a lot of you guys to log on. Because I don't want to be outnumbered here today. Please.
Hey, Kemba.
Nice.
Hey, Kinetic.
Kinetic, what's good, Melanie. My man? This is awesome.
Oh, there's TT. Isn't it? I have the TT most awesome.
TT Semedea. Okay, TT.
Right? I have the most awesome Facebook people.
Oh, this
ever.
Is awesome.
Ever. All right. Yay.
Jean-Paul, another man. Yes.
Okay, I'm really trying to, like, pretend I don't have gum in my mouth.
Me too. First of all, cheers.
Cheers.
To my first live event.
What are we drinking? Bubbly water.
Bubbly. No, you shouldn't tell them.
Bubbly water. Hey, Mel. All the way from Vancouver.
Wow.
Oh, Kemba's loving my hair. The hair on my head. I bought it.
She did.
$3.99.
She did.
No shame in my game.
It looks good, though. It did good, buddy.
You know?
Proud of you.
So, anyways, for those of you that don't, I always say, for those of you that don't know who I am, because I love that you guys pass around this video all the time.
Nancy, bonjour. Bonjour, mes amis.
Hello.
Comment ça va? Ça va très bien.
I think that means you're very good.
Yes.
Anyway, my name's Rachel Lee, and I do talks. The talk session is actually called Real Talks with Rachel Lee, and we're going to continue to do this on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those of you that do not know Mr. Andre Ennis, he has been a inside his head man, and he is an awesome, awesome friend. Hey, Dudley. He's an awesome friend, and he's actually been quite a confidant when it comes to, like, man issues. You know what I mean?
Any way I can help.
So, tonight we talk about something that plagues a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
Men too, as you say.
Yep.
But it plagues a lot of women when it comes to, the bad boy. But it's not only the bad boy, because I don't want to think that it's just bad boys that are emotionally unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it that we attract to emotionally unavailable?
Mm.
Right? Where does that come from?
Interesting.
So how many of you, like or whatever, how many of you have been in that relationship and you want to fix up the man?
And hey, what up, Frank?
You know the man is no good for you, but you still want to be in that relationship. How many of you have been in that situation before? Let me know.
Absolutely. And guys, sometimes being unemotionally available doesn't mean just love.
See, thank you for your honesty, guys. Thank you for your honesty.
John Paul said lack of emotional intelligence. That's one part.
Here's the thing. I think right now, by the way, guys, and this is a very transparent conversation tonight.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? I'm all about, not only talking about things, but sharing things. Mm-hmm. And, it's also about what are the messages that you had when you were younger? Mm. What are some of the, were your parents... Was your father present for you? Was your mother present for you? And where is it that you feel you need to constantly seek and find that love through a man?
Yeah. It's interesting. Different ways of growing up will definitely play into that. So, if I can.
Sure.
Some of the friends that I have grew up with both mom and dad. Dad would show love in the form of being a man and... get up off of your foot, and if you'd fall down, get up right away type of thing, and mom would be there to console.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes, in some of my friends' experiences, I've seen the man be more emotionally connected to the situation. I've actually seen that. And one of the men were more concerned about the feelings and how you felt and would tackle that. And we would have conversations about that.
So what about, do you feel, guys, I'm burping, it's a bubbly water.
It's the bubbly water.
But do you feel actually addicted to drama? Because I think that there's a lot of people, but women, are addicted to drama. That things ain't good until something ain't good. Right? So let me know how you feel about that.
Tammy says, it's a minor effect. We're internally...
You're looking to fix yourself, but express it outwardly. Mm. And I think a lot of times we try and fix.
Michael, you said nope. Michael, don't just say no. Say why, my man.
Clarendon also said no. Uh-oh. So you have to explain.
Yeah, say why not.
If you're saying no.
Absolutely.
What that means, right? What that means. So what is it also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you know when you don't want somebody? You don't want the woman?
Yes, absolutely. We may want certain things from the woman. So a lot of times, men, we get into situations because she comes with A, B, and C, but D is not there. But we're okay accepting A, B, and C because for us, that works.
For a limited time only.
Or it could work all the time.
Call us in the next 10 minutes. You'll have a relationship.
Or it could work for all the time, because if we're not looking for... If we are looking for A, B, C, D, let's say.
Right.
And we only get two parts of that.
Right.
The two parts may be good to sustain, and we're okay with that.
Until
she starts asking for B and D, C and D.
What do you mean?
So most women are comfortable starting out, just experience that I've seen, starting out with a man doing certain things and be comfortable in that state because they don't want to come on too strong.
Women?
Yeah.
But we, you know, a lot of times we hold back. Do you think we hold back where it's like, wow, this girl's awesome. She's great.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden we start to.
Well, the questions come out, right? So it's like, what's going on here? Let's see what that
looks like. Natari said, we got to bring it down. I definitely believe that some women are addicted to drama. My first marriage, my ex-wife told me 2 days after the wedding that she didn't want anything we previously discussed. Yeah, man, she wanted the ring and then she's like...
Yep, ring and switch.
I'm done, buddy.
Ring and switch.
Ring and switch. But you know, men do it too.
Yes.
Because we meet you,
mm-hmm.
You're taking care of yourself.
Yes.
You're lining up your beard.
We're 180 right?
you're,
pounds.
You're wearing the nice cologne and
okay.
Then all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
We're dating a junkyard dog.
Well, you know what though? A lot of that has to do with keeping up with the man's not only just ego, but the way he is. So a lot of the times we need that encouragement from you. Even though we don't say it, we need it. But a lot
so
of times...
we need to tell you that you need to like change your drawers
no,
and
when we're going to work, how about this? When we're going to work out, how about you work out sometimes with us?
Sure.
Don't say go work out. Say, hey, when are we working out? When are we going to go do this?
That's true.
Do things together. See, a lot of the times that's the problem. Different pages, different strokes for different folks. You got to get on the same
page. Here's
another
thing. Okay, well, here's another thing. Why do you think
mm-hmm.
people in bad relationships have great sex?
Good question.
That has happened. I will hear. Listen, I don't know how many of you guys have had this experience, but
hold on. Jean-Paul said, to expand, if I may, when we became aware of the emotional
needs, we then
uh-huh.
should seek to have them met in others. If we won't take care to look at them, I'm trying really hard.
To look
here.
At them, it is because we are not focused
on proper
self.
I'm trying so hard to keep up with these
yes.
comments. I can only read so much. But what was I saying?
You were saying
it's the 40s.
Bad sex. I mean, bad, good sex
yes,
with,
yes,
with bad men.
Yes, I will just put it out there. Put it out there. I have had great sex with somebody. I don't want you to speak. Just stay quiet.
Okay, so let's just be real. We're all sexual beings.
Yes, this is grown folk talk.
Grown folk talk.
Yes.
We're all sexual beings. So sexuality has to do with certain emotions. And what will happen is if the emotion and the physical meet together at that time, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what else is going on because that feels right at that moment.
But just don't speak. And I'm not saying that that is a pattern. I'm just saying every girl has had a one-off, whether it's the Dominican bartender that doesn't speak a word of English.
Right.
Because, you know, like all-inclusive things, those don't count.
Why? Because they're in another country?
Well, they don't count.
They just don't count.
No, they don't count. You forget because then they tell you that they're on the, what is it? The baseball team and they're about to be in the major leagues. And you're like, yeah. Right. Cerveza Ola. Don't say anything more. Am I lying?
Straight up.
Ladies, am I lying? I'm not lying. But, you know, away from vacation.
Mm.
Like I've heard a guy friend of mine, said that as much as he tries to stay away, he can't stay away from crazies. Mm. Like he said, crazy women are great in bed. What do you think about that?
I would agree. And the reason why I would agree is because, again, when you are connected to somebody physically, and that's how it starts.
Right.
And you continue that physical situation,
right?
And you never go to that next level, even deep conversation or any conversation sometimes, and that's what you set up, it could be good for that. But what ends up happening is at some point, and usually with a woman,
right,
they start to speak because now they get connected to, this feeling feels really good.
Right.
I want more.
Yeah. I
wonder if, and then the whole, what if we do talk and I do enjoy his company when he does come over. And I do like laying on his chest afterwards. And maybe, and then the whole maybe thing happens. I call it the maybe syndrome.
Right, right. And, you know, we were talking the other day about when people tell you, finish it for me, Andre. Talk in church, Andre.
When people show you who they are, believe them.
And we don't. We so don't. True. Right?
So true.
We know we're going into a car crash. We get in the car, and we know the car does not have winterized wheels.
Sorry, one second. Johnny says, great sex is pure instinct and overemphasized emotions with nothing attached to it. Nothing too attached to it for all. It's true.
Well,
I agree with that.
All I'm saying is that we, as you say, get into the car.
Uh-huh.
We know the car does not have winterized wheels.
Yes,
and it is snowing outside. Mm-hmm. But we are determined because we're not listening to the forecast.
True. Now, what about if there's heat in that car and you don't have to drive off? You could turn the car on, get nice heat, and feel comfortable without driving. So you still get warm. Now, the blizzard gets really heavy, which is where the woman comes in now and starts to talk a little bit more.
Hold your thought one second.
Yeah.
Jeez, what about a man who can't love you back because he doesn't even know how to love himself? I'd love to hear Dre's take on that.
Ooh.
Dre!
So a man,
He can't love you because he doesn't even love himself.
It's absolutely true. So my mother always used to tell me, if you can't take care of yourself, you cannot take care of anybody else, which is so true. So a man not being able to love himself will look for the pieces that are not there for him in his own situation. So for example, if he's getting love from the people at work because of the work that he does,
right,
but he's not getting love from a relationship, he will go and search for those pieces of love for the relationships from different sources in order to make sure that it's filled. Now, it can be temporary fixes because it's not there in him, so if the temporary fix feels better and feels good at that moment. So you keep searching for those temporary fixes. Eventually you just keep getting more lonely and lonely and lonely, and you keep bearing it, which is not a good thing to do.
You know? Okay, let's take some more questions, guys. Mr. Frank Knight, great sex touches a part of you that a great relationship can't. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Can't, and vice versa. Keeps going. Vice versa, people have to learn that they are mutually exclusive and don't necessarily have to do with one another. So, great sex
mm-hmm.
and a great relationship
versus people who learn that they're mutually exclusive. See, that comes in with conversation after, right? So usually sex is an attraction first. A lot of people think sex is intercourse. It's not, has nothing to do with being inside somebody. It's all mental.
It's all here, darling.
And usually,
except a minute.
As a matter of fact, a woman told me she knows within 30 seconds of meeting a man and having a brief conversation if she would sleep with him or not. Woman, tell me if I'm right. They know within seconds.
Hi, guys. Oh, really?
Within seconds, they know, okay, I would sleep with him or I'm not. If they have a conversation.
Yeah, they have to have the conversation.
Looking, they can't do that because they're more mental than they are physical. So looking, he's cute, someone I would talk to, but to say that, I'd lay down with this man and I would give him some, they have to have a conversation.
30 seconds, though?
30 seconds of that conversation, you'll know.
You have to get me up here, though. You have to.
And a man can do that within 30 seconds.
I don't know. You think so, ladies?
Yes, he can. If he's got good conversation.
I mean, hey, Nicole. Yep. Again, I must be.
It's so true. They know. See, woman, these women are. I like your audience.
They're awesome. I'm missing a vagina because I don't agree.
It's so true because they know. Women know. Listen, there's a set. Correct me if I'm wrong. If there's any doctors or people that have studied this is what I've heard. This is incorrect. Incorrect political facts here, okay? So if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
Right.
However, this is what I've heard. Women mature 4 years faster than a man, period. So because of that fast forward thinking, they can determine these things.
Debbie's with me.
They can determine these things quickly.
Yes, but here's the thing. Okay, let's get back to this unavailable stuff.
Okay.
Right? So it's our problem with that 30 seconds. Right? We jump in bed. 30 seconds. Shame on you.
Listen, you got needs.
You need to wear your bingo baggies.
Nancy says true.
No. Okay. Y'all need to be
Danielle said it's true.
Y'all need to be wearing your big baggies when you go out and you're having 30 second conversations. I had a friend. Not a friend, actually. He's a friend. Mm-hmm. And I'm blessed to have men that I can ask questions to. And he said he will not sleep with a woman more than 3 times. Now, this is a self-proclaimed, I call him the unboyfriend. Do you guys know what an unboyfriend is? An unboyfriend is the one that will help you in between times. He will act like a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He will come and fix what's needed in the house. Mm-hmm. But he's not committing to you.
No.
No sure, no Bob, he isn't.
No, thank you.
Right?
No.
But again, do we listen?
No.
No.
So you get caught up in the in what's,
unless you know you just want to fulfill your needs and you don't care. I guess that's the 30.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you something else. I always say that we're going to do 20 minutes and then I blab on and you guys remind me to talk about what makes a woman a wife.
Ooh.
Maybe we'll just jump. I'm 43 and I totally forgotten what I was going to say. Anyways, so what makes a woman wifey or girlfriend material?
Okay.
Can you sleep, if you sleep with a woman on the first date?
Oh, good. Well, the bubbly, I catch me.
I know.
Sorry.
No. Manas.
Okay, transformation from attraction, friend, hopefully. Or let's just say attraction, sex, and then getting to that stage of being a wife, is what you're asking?
I'm saying, how quickly will a man say, that's commitment.
Oh.
I can commit to her. The other ones was a rub down and a good time and maybe we had a meal.
Yep.
And yeah.
It first starts with the man. He's got to be ready and open and willing to be in that committed situation. So it starts with him.
It starts with him.
Yeah,
okay, so even if it's a good woman.
Even if it's a good woman and he's not ready, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And it takes us a little longer because for us to say, by nature, we love woman.
Right.
Straight.
Right, right.
So if we're going to choose one, we want to make sure that woman encompasses everything that we want.
Right.
Whatever that list is and whatever that is.
Right.
If you're even off by a little bit.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
See?
But because we're not tight with it. But when we do see it, mm-hmm. and we're tight with ourselves, mm-hmm. we're jumping on it.
Okay.
That's why men will turn over and propose and do all of that.
All right. I love that more men are coming on board.
Yes.
I think we need to have more men.
Jonathan, everything. What up, baby? 95. Oh, my God. He said 95C. That is so long ago. That's crazy. That was my group I used to sing with. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Andrea just joined. Nice.
Andrea's going to be doing your soul sessions. But we'll talk about that at the end.
Absolutely.
So what about...
Nicole, you're right. Timing, you're right.
Timing is everything.
True.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit. I didn't want to go here.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to go here.
Okay. I got you. Go ahead.
Side chick.
Ooh. Okay.
How does a woman get placed as... Why wouldn't a man mm-hmm. leave the relationship
uh-huh.
and just start dating somebody else or being with somebody else? Why does he stay in a relationship but he has a side woman?
Okay. Based on what I've heard, what I've seen, when I was younger, I used to do this. So I'll just speak from my own experience because ain't no shame in my game. I'm being honest here.
Mm.
The woman is giving me...
Because men are greedy.
Everything that we want.
Right.
Because of the nature of our attraction and the idea of knowing that you can have just a portion or a piece of this woman and not be connected or hold on, it's exciting at the moment.
If
it's with different women that you don't have to keep in contact with, even more exciting.
Wow.
That's just being brutally honest.
And do you know when you're going to cut off?
Yeah.
You see? It's all you 30-second women. no, I'm going to sleep with them after 30 seconds. You see what happens? You see what happens, though?
No, but usually that, if you're getting into that and you're not sure, you weren't aware, you don't know, that's a different conversation. But, like, if you know, some women know they're the side chick. Let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
Some women know they're the side chick, but continue to be in that position. Why? Because they haven't completed themselves yet as well. Just like a man hasn't said, okay, this is my list of a woman that I want to commit to completely, and if she has this, I'm good.
Yeah.
If he hasn't done that in himself, he's going to do those type of...
Two broken people, really. Yes,
two broken people trying to make it work.
And, you know,
and it's good for a little bit, but then it always falters.
Does the man respect a side woman?
There's two ways.
Good question, right?
Very good. There's two ways to look at it. We may respect the fact that you're doing the situation, and you know why we respect it? Because it's good for us.
You respect it, or is it convenient?
It's convenient. But we respect you. Like, we wouldn't want any harm done to you, or like, we don't want anything bad happen to you.
We don't want you to get hit by a bus or anything.
You know what I mean? Like, if you get sick or something like that, we'll send some soup by Uber Eats.
But not between the hours of this and this.
No, and no. No, we'll send somebody with it.
You see what I'm saying, though? You see what I'm saying? Ladies, you are loved between the hours of 9 and 5.
He doesn't... Hold on. Tanya said he doesn't respect either woman.
Oh,
I would go even deeper. He doesn't respect himself. Because a lot of the times when we do things is because we're not sure of who we are. So what ends up happening is we go into all these other things to find out... To get that feeling.
He said, Uber you some soup. That needs to be on a t-shirt, yo.
Uber. Uber's good for those things. Oh.
So, but there is...
Send me soup.
Now, ladies, I want to hear a question. Because it's always me, blah, 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 blah. You guys want men to come on board.
Okay, Autumn says, and the side chick has to know her...
That's true.
A side chick has to know her place. She does. And
this is a woman. This is a woman saying this. Can I stop for a second?
Yes, go ahead.
A side woman needs to know her place. Does that mean a woman who is the wifey is fine with having a man having a side chick as long as she knows her place?
You know what?
I would have took a bottle.
You know what? Have you ever heard this term open relationship?
Yes, and I think...
And 2017, I don't know what's going on, because I've heard a lot about it now.
But,
and people are into this now. So it's not even... a side chick anymore.
Not it's, now.
We're okay. And it's both sides.
Listen, here's the deal.
As long as you both agree.
Here's the deal. Do you think we are meant to be monogamous? I'm asking some damn good questions tonight.
What are we going to ask a deep question? Anybody, audience, do you want to take that one? Men, please.
Do you think, guys, do you think we were meant to be monogamous?
Michael, chime in, bro. Do we think, any man, let's hear from a man.
Lots of people are into it.
Yep, it's so true.
I know the answer, but will a man with a side chick ever move her to wife position? Ooh, that's a good one. We'll come back.
It happens sometimes.
It does happen sometimes. Yep. It does happen sometimes. Okay.
No, John, in black people's meant to nature, history-wise.
We're meant to be. If you think about it, religion and social pressure.
Frank, you're right. Monogamy is choice. You're absolutely right.
It is a choice, but are we naturally supposed to be monogamous?
No, we're supposed to multiply.
Some of you multiply more than others.
Yes. We're supposed to multiply as long as we can take care of the multiplication, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
As long as a man, you can take care of that. If you want to have five wives and follow that situation or that regime, if you want to do that, just make sure you take care of that responsibility. If you cannot mentally, emotionally, physically take care of that situation, I don't think you should do it.
Yeah,
most men are not able to take care of five women and five kids and do everything. So, because it's going to be so difficult, it's probably better that you find the one.
Sister wives. Autumn, I was saying the same thing. I was going to say, most men can't take care of it unless you have a TV show.
Right, or unless you have a lot of money. Money will do it, though.
But polygamy, sometimes it's like, this subject has gone.
Yeah. Unavailable to...
polygamy. But to some degree... I hate to say this, and I don't want this to work against my dating life, but polygamy can sometimes make sense.
Ooh,
is that crazy?
Jean-Paul, I like this. Oh, God, hold it.
This is a moral question. When we open the door to morality, we then have to set the moral standard.
I agree with that.
Yes and no.
But again, John, that has to do with, like, two people.
In the home, but in uninvested in their kids. That's another good thing. It's like, yeah, that's right, Tanique, is that, sure, you can provide, but are you going to have the physical time to spend with your children? And
yes,
that, I will tell you, is a result of codependency. And for those of you that don't know what codependency is, it is not that you lean on others. It's not that you're, like, you're leaning on others. Codependency is this need to fix. I can fix him. I can fix him up. Yeah, he has a little bit of a temper, but he's had a hard day.
Mm.
You know? Yeah, he doesn't want commitment because, you know, childhood stuff.
Right.
It is a...
Called me 10 times in a row. Oh, it's okay, because she really likes me.
Yeah, or if I'm good enough.
Really?
If I'm pretty enough, if I give him great sex, he's going to stop seeing the other woman in the lineup, right?
Yep.
And does that change anything? If a woman's sitting there saying, but I'm great in bed and I'm so smart and I've got such a great personality, he's going to change. He's going to be fine.
When people show you who they are, believe them.
Right. And a
lot of the times, both men and female, we don't do it. We don't take the situation for what it is. Mm-hmm. We create a story within our minds because of what we want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
We continue that path of holding on to that creation,
mm-hmm.
create the story around it, believe it, and act upon the creation of that story.
I love all of these comments.
Me too.
False self-talk. You can't change people. Refuse to change.
Grown man, diapers.
In my 40s. My kids are grown, so no need to be spoon-fed by anyone.
Okay.
That's true.
But back to what I was saying, just the story's created. Once you create that, you run with it. It's not the way to go. If a man or a woman shows you, this is what I am, and usually they show you by action.
Mm.
Now, not to be mistaken with, I made a mistake in terms of, it could be anything. I made a small mistake, and I'm very sorry about it. They apologize. You both move on. It doesn't happen over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm showing you who I am and you're getting all the signs, believe it.
Listen!
Maxine, are true, right, Maxine? It's true.
We don't believe in who you are. People will believe in you.
Well, the other thing, I like that. No, it's true.
I do.
It's true. And the other thing for that is, tell your truth and be truthful. Most, like, just so nobody can use your truth against you.
Men are going to be truthful.
It's better to try to do that, though.
Of course it is.
Because then
world.
Nobody can use it against you. So if you meet a man and he says, I'm not ready to date exclusively.
Oh, that's a problem.
But I'm willing
it's
to
a
do
challenge.
X. I'm willing to do X, Y, and Z. Some men are brave enough to say that to a woman, and a woman is like, okay. But in their mind, they read that as sometimes, it's just for now.
He'll change.
It will get better later on. Oh, we're always going on date night, even though it's once every month. or twice in a month. Or maybe because of his weekend is open, so he spends a whole weekend with you. Oh my God, now it's like we can really.
Hey, Toya! Toya says, I'll write the songs to go with the TV show, movie, or play. This turns
into. Toya, what up, girl? You gotta holler at me, man.
We need to get in touch because that's actually gonna happen. So, yeah, let's hear some more. Some don't know their own truth or can't admit men and women.
Yes.
I just feel we don't damn well listen. That is the problem. And we're broken. And there's a lot of broken women in this city. And it's terrible. So on a side note, I was doing some research. And for those of you that feel that you are codependent, you often come from a family with alcoholism or some kind of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't given the love or attention that you deserve. And so you find it and feed on it with men. Either it's sex addiction, whether it's let me prove that I'm good enough. And we take that stuff from our childhood and we put it into relationships.
Yep.
There is a book called Women Who Love Too Much. Mm. And I really love you guys to pick it up. Because on a serious note, it is it's a lot of work. And I don't think a lot of us are ready for relationships, but we jump into it to feed our soul and to find what's totally missing in our lives. And then there's that fear factor of, oh my God, I'm never going to find anybody! Right? So we suck on to people that we don't want them to talk after sex.
I have a question. If a man at the beginning of...
I see the likes.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, good point. Very good point.
Sometimes you got to work it out by yourself, ladies. And just,
you know? Let me throw out a question. If a man shows you or tells you what it is from the beginning, why do some women think differently than what he actually says or
because
does?
Because we want to. We're in love with the idea of you. Am I right, ladies? I'm in love with the idea of you. You're giving me all these signs, but boy, you have a great job. You know, you're showing me attention. You might be doing things a little differently than the last person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with the idea of you.
Or more in love with the idea of being with someone.
Yeah.
No, but just being loved.
A buddy, somebody to hold hands with.
Right.
Somebody to go, you know, Valentine's Day is around the corner. And everybody, personally, Valentine's Day doesn't get me. Thank goodness. Whether I'm in a relationship or not in a relationship, I've never been one of those.
Well, if you're in one, Valentine's Day should be all the time.
Did you just say Valentine's?
Valentine's. Sorry. Yes, I am of Jamaican heritage, okay? So it came out.
Hey, everybody for Valentine's
Day. Yeah, everybody for Valentine, you know what I mean?
Roses. Let me get some roses. Romantics,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm dying. But yeah, there is this pressure around Valentine's Day, Christmas, all these things. And so we prefer to suck on to
Atum says, some women are too desperate for love and just need to love the process
themselves for the time being. Everyone wants to be with someone, but won't be willing to compromise yourself. I can't read more.
Yeah.
We get this more thing, and it's just moving too fast.
You know what? It goes too fast. Sorry, sweetheart, we couldn't read all of it.
Yeah,
but,
we couldn't.
I understand the gist of what you're saying.
Toya says Valentine's Day is every day in my world. That, you know why Valentine's Day is every day in your world, Toya? Because you got a man.
Yes.
You got a man, and you got, two babies, or I don't know if you've had the second baby, but You got a man, so of course Valentine's Day is every day.
Girlfriend. Every day for you. It's so true.
Yeah. So yeah, but I do think that we need some work around that is, you know, our choosing. Somebody said mm-hmm. something, it was Dwayne Matthews that actually said, your choosing parameter is off. It's off. It's yeah. like a, what do you, the, in the car thing?
The barometer? Odometer.
Odometer. Somebody our choosing really. Odometer is off. Mm. We're doing all this kind of stuff. So
you know why? Because you're not sure of you.
Not sure of you, of me.
You're not sure of your real wants that for
wants
you.
Wants or worth?
Wants, worth, needs, all of the above. You're not completely sure of you. Forget about the relationship side. When you're sure about you, you know what you want.
Sure,
you know what you need.
Because I think
you know what you are worth. You know all of that. So when somebody comes with this, XYZ, you know that's not for me. Because you're sure of you.
But that, is it sure or is it yourself, you have self-esteem? Because we all do it. We write out the lists.
No,
wait. Okay. When we're younger, we write out the, he has to be tall. He has to be this. He has to drive this. He has to drive this. When we learn and we grow, we realize that we want more than just material stuff and height and all that stuff. So our list gets more specific, mm-hmm. right? But our self-esteem is still in the pits.
You know what I was just going to add to that? The reason that I think a lot of that happens too is your environment and who you hang out with.
Well, the fact that
and
there's
who you talk to.
Like 50 to 1 men in the city here? Could
yes,
that be a
but
problem?
That is true. But like, imagine being around all single women that have the same mentality and talk the same things about the same men on a regular basis. And then you're continuing that same cycle that you probably want to get out of. So everybody says, oh, I want to have this man. Oh, I met this amazing man. But then they have more conversations about what is not good about the man or what is not good about the situation than they do what is good. So there's more of that circle of conversation around negative stuff. Mm. Mind your circle.
So true, Andre.
Mind
so
your
true.
Circle.
I'm blessed to be able to
oh my
to
God,
have...
my Jamaican came out again.
It did. It
Mind
did.
Your circle.
Valentine's.
Mind it.
the blessing of being around... Do you guys have good male relationships? Because you touched on a really good point. There's a whole bunch of us single and saying... giving each other advice. When my sister's, like, for example, my sister is married and, you know, has been in a long marriage, and surround yourself with other women. Toya, you and I need to start hanging out, you know?
Yes, Toya, we have to do a part two. Absolutely.
But definitely. So I have talked, we have talked.
Yes.
How many of you guys want Andre back? I think we should have Andre back. for sure. See? I think we should have Andre back. But we could talk forever.
We could talk forever,
but at the end of the day, we need to start looking at ourselves.
Yes, start there. It's a great place to start.
Look at all this love.
love is in the air.
Okay. You want to give them a little bit?
Why
want to give them a little Luther or something? you guys want to hear Andre sing? Just a little plus. All right, you ready?
Yeah, man.
Before we sign off.
Yes. I'm so in love with you.
Aye.
Whatever you want to do, it's all right with me. Cause you make me feel so brand new, and I want to spend my life with you.
If you don't sleep with me in 30 seconds,
let's, baby, let's stay together. Loving you whether
times are good or bad, happy or sad. Yay.
Yay.
I kind of ruined it at the end.
No, you did good.
I kind of ruined it. But
happy or sad, love yourselves. Let's leave on that, man. That's a good way to leave.
Thank you for joining Real Relationships with Rachel Lee.
Real Talk with Rachel Lee. Real Talk with Rachel Lee.
We will see you next Thursday.
This was awesome. My first time. I love it.
I love it.
Yes.
See you next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mwah.